Now, that's a wonderful piece of work. Obviously, it's been popping up on this program for a couple of months now, and I am hopeful that everybody went over to YouTube and talkers.com and watched the full piece. It has such an important message, and there's a strength of conviction there that you don't necessarily find in a lot of plays. Michael Harrison is a friend of mine, has been for three decades at this point, the publisher of Talkers, and I wanted to bring him back. It's just been far too long since he joined us, and just to chat about that and chat about some of the things we're seeing talk radio personalities get involved in these days that, could be a little bit shocking. Michael, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, Jeff. It's great to be on the program with you. Thank you for playing the song. I'm amazed how much traction it continues to get.
Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, Gun Hill Road, you guys are tight, you're solid. You do songs about things that, they mean things, these songs.
Well, it's a matter of reinventing yourself over the years to have some type of pertinence. And although the group goes back to the late 60s and early 70s, and is still called by many people in the pop music scene a one-hit wonder, because they actually had a top 40 hit in 1973 called Back When My Hair Was Short, there's something about Gun Hill Road that defies the descriptions and the dimensions of the music business. It really is, at this point, a very modern ensemble that is in the business of making music videos that both have songs and music and video accompaniments that are on places like YouTube and, of course, Spotify and all the places where you can get your podcasts. And we've sort of reinvented the genre of music that applies to talk radio. The only radio that plays Gun Hill Road is talk radio. And at this point, I would say the music that we have been making for the past 6-7 years has surpassed over 250,000 and is approaching 500,000 downloads and listens on the internet, which is really remarkable when you think about it. So, it's kind of a little phenomenon. It's not, we're not the Beatles, but we ain't chop liver either.
No, and, you're not. Now, what goes into writing the songs? Because you are the man behind the lyrics, are you not?
To a point. Yeah. These guys are really talented. I have the great fortune of being with three other guys, the core of the group of four men. We do bring in female singers. We do bring in outside drummers, and everything's organic. All the music is organic. There's no AI in the music. We mess around a lot with computers when it comes to the visuals.
Sure.
But the music is definitely the real deal. And these guys are bright. So, yeah, I am the I'm sort of the nose cone. I'm the tip of the arrow when it comes to subject matter and lyrics. But their contributions to both the subject matter and the lyrics are not to be taken lightly. And I consider myself to be musically certainly blessed to have them around me. They make me sound good. I'm not really a musician, but they carry me nicely. I do bring good spoken word skills to it. But I am part of the lyric and the words. But these guys are involved on every level. Paul Reich, Steve Goldrich, and Brian Coonan are their names, and then there's me, Michael Harrison, and that's Gun Hill Road, circa 2025. Very proud of it. Very proud and very grateful to be in the group.
Well, you absolutely should be very proud of it. I want to ask you, Michael, because I've just said this to my listeners time and time again. You are the man, really, who gave talk radio a legitimacy at a time when we were all sort of wandering in the wilderness, trying to figure out what our role was. Were we reporters? Were we entertainers? Were we a floor topping? We were, a floor wax, a dessert topping. What were we? Talkers came along and really did give a standing and a legitimacy to talk radio. And now we have talk radio success stories who have left talk radio, and three that I specifically wanted to talk to you. One is still in talk radio, but two left. Dan Bongino had one of the most successful radio programs, most successful podcasts. President Trump reaches out to him and says, would you be the deputy director of the FBI? Now, he's got to walk away for some pretty big money and big exposure to take that slot. What's your thought on that?
Well, it's interesting. The history of it is that we started Talkers in 1990 to give talk show hosts prestige, credibility, gravitas, and respect in a radio industry where the DJ was king and talk show hosts were considered a sideshow. Yeah. And then we started to do a campaign to give talk radio that same level of respect for being influential. Yep. Now we're stunned by the level of success that talk show hosts have. There aren't any DJs that you can really speak of other than a handful left that have big names. Yep. Not to be, you know, disrespectful to them, but let's face it, the big names in radio are talk show hosts. And the influence, I mean, my goodness, the influence is way beyond anything we could have imagined, almost to the point that sometimes we're frightened by what we unleashed. Because I do believe that Talkers Magazine, I think the two biggest influences that made talk radio what it is today, and I'm not saying me, because Talkers has a life of its own beyond me, but I think that the number one influence is Rush Limbaugh. Yep. May he rest in peace. Right. Whether you like him or not, yep, his influence on talk radio and radio in general in the 20th century into the 21st century was profound. And I think the other major influence in delivering talk radio to the point that it's at right now is Talkers, yeah, which I am very much a part of having created, but I am not Talkers. Talkers, just like I am not Gun Hill Road, right. Talkers is bigger and more than I am. And I think that those two entities, the trade journal Talkers and the influence that it had all around the world, especially with mainstream media, and Rush Limbaugh, I think, were the two things that turned talk radio into an influential powerhouse. And you talk about a guy like Dan Bongino. You talk about a guy like Sean Hannity, who has the ear of the president of the United States. And I got to tell you something else. Do you know who I consider to be a talk show host? I consider Donald Trump to be a talk show host. He is the first shock president that we've ever had. He basically applies all the techniques of talk radio, yeah, to his presidency. Do you see a tie in there?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Donald Trump is the first real media president. And you're right. He draws the lines in accordance with what we have learned in talk radio. He understands an attention span of listeners. He understands what is important to his constituents. He super serves his P1. He gives people what it is that they're interested in. And then just when you think you've got him backed into a corner, there's something that comes out of seemingly nowhere, but you and I both know it didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of the president's mind that says, all right, guys, here, hold my Diet Coke and watch this.
Absolutely. He is the embodiment of that kind of thinking. And again, I don't mean that to be a partisan statement. It has nothing to do with whether I agree with him, don't disagree with him, yeah, like him, don't like him. We're talking about talk radio. Yeah. Now, the other thing, I don't know where you were heading when you were talking about others with influence, yeah, but one of the great influences of talk radio has been to create and spawn, if you will, all these other channels and venues and platforms under the collective umbrella we call talk media. Yes. Without talk radio, there'd be no Fox News channel. Without talk radio, CNN wouldn't have gone from predominantly the reading of the news to guys like Larry King and talk shows in prime time. The whole talk media scene, which now includes talk media podcasts, yes, both the left and the right. There's a ton of left liberal Democratic Party supporting programs in the podcast world. And now the video podcast world on YouTube, yes, that all emanates from those original talk shows in the late 80s and early 90s that were spearheaded by Rush Limbaugh and given credibility and explanation and categorization by Talkers magazine.
Well, that's exactly where I was headed, Michael. It's amazing how these minds work together. That's exactly what I wanted to ask you about, because you, not just you, I don't want to just give you credit, but Talkers and obviously Rush has given rise to an entire collection of different platforms, whether it is the YouTube, the podcast world, traditional talk radio, if you will, and it is not party specific. It is not ideologically unique simply to the right. I know I personally am a little biased. I think the conservatives have done it better, but that's just me. But I listen to any number of so-called left-wing shows that are podcasts. And some of them have tremendous production value. Some of them have now understood that a sense of humor is a wonderful thing when you have a show. You know, you got to be able to laugh at some point. It can't just be delivering a list of talking points. So, yes, it all grows out of Rush paving the way and Talkers giving credibility to those of us who talk for a living.
Yeah, I mean, I spent at least 2 or 3 hours of every day for something like 25 to 30 straight years talking to the press, defending talk show hosts.
Yeah.
Defending them, one, from a First Amendment standpoint, and two, from the idea that there is no one mainstream in American thought. That there, and let me mention something about you to your listeners, even though you did make a remark that you do personally subscribe to the conservative wing of talk media and news talk radio. I see you at our conferences. I see you with broadcasters. You get along beautifully with people from all points of view on the spectrum. And as much as you are a conservative commentator, you're also a champion of the First Amendment and a diversified media. Don't know how much you say that, but I know that when push comes to shove, you like to see even points of view that you don't agree with have a healthy platform in today's marketplace of ideas. I know that about you. I hope you don't mind my revealing that to the audience.
Shh, don't tell anybody that, Michael. Don't say that out loud where people might hear. But I do. I you know, it's funny. As we went to you, I had just delivered a little, some would call it a diatribe. Some might call it a monologue. But I said, I live and die with that First Amendment, and I will absolutely defend your right, especially if you disagree with me. I found that out, I think, over the years, chatting with Alan Dershowitz, of all people. I really do believe that to my core, and I'm passionate about it. And that's why I love what you were doing. I love what Gun Hill Road does with this. And I also wanted to ask you just very quickly, and we don't have a huge amount of time, unfortunately, but Frank Morano, who was very successful. He had a visual podcast. He did the overnight show with WABC in New York. Now he just got elected to the New York City Council. You see Sid Rosenberg, again from WABC, John Catsimatidis' operation, but just got appointed to the Holocaust Memorial Council. So our industry is really now being represented in all of these important areas of life and saying, hey, you know what? We do something legitimate. We really do. Do advocate on behalf of people, and others are taking note of that.
Yeah, taking note of it, that these people are not just spokespeople, but they're leaders. I mean, I hear there's a guy in Virginia who was appointed to one of the seats on a council for people with special needs recently. I don't remember who it was.
Nor do
but,
I.
But yeah. I oh, it's you! You know, well, how does it feel? How does it feel to go from at one time being a radio entertainer, who in some cases put his toe across the line into the realm of being a bad boy, being a really good boy and helping people on the level you have and winning awards for it? How do you feel?
It's pretty doggone good, Michael. It is a nice feeling. It's a humbling feeling. And it is so appropriate you are here today, my friend. You know what just popped up in my memories on Facebook? 3 years ago today, and this wasn't planned this way, but, you know, 3 years ago today, Talkers announced the recipient of the 2022 Humanitarian of the Year Award. And I will be forever grateful for that. But it was, again, as somebody who spent a lot of time on the bad boy side of things, it was for me a reminder of the true value of what we do and the potential value in what we do. So you got to keep doing what you're doing, my friend. I mean, keep at. Do you have a new song planned for Gun Hill Road, or are you?
Yeah, we have one that we're working on, and we should have it ready to go, I would say, within a month.
Okay.
Hopefully by the midsummer, we have one, and it basically is about the disappointment we all feel in the disintegration of some of the noble institutions that we grew up, that our generation and the ones just behind us grew up thinking were just part of the human experience, and that you know, we're disappointed that, you know, our insurance companies are out to get us, the healthcare system's out to get us, Big Pharma's out to get us. I can go on and on. So, yeah,
well,
that's
what
it's about.
When that's done, obviously, I want to have you back. We want to work that song into our rotation as well. It's just great to hear your voice, sir. It is so wonderful to have you with us. You always have an open mic here, and I can't wait to have you back when the new song drops.
It's an honor to be on your show. It's an honor to know you, and you keep up the good work because you're the real deal. You're where the rubber meets the road, Jeff Katz, and I don't mean to be patronizing, but I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud to have known you for so many decades and to watch you continue to be increasingly relevant.
All right. I love you, Michael. I'll talk to you soon. That is Michael Harrison. He is the publisher of Talkers, and you want to talk about one of the best guys out there. If you are the one person who has not heard the Don't Stop Talking song, I mean, obviously you've heard it, you've heard pieces of it on this program, but if you want to hear the whole thing, go and take a look for it on YouTube. It's great. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.